拜他。
We thank our Lord once again. He bring us here in this wonderful day that we can worship Him.
我们开始今天的讲道，我们一起来祷告。
Before our sermon, let us pray.
父神，我们谢谢你的恩典、你的怜悯，又把你的儿女聚在一起来敬拜你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. Once again, you gathered your children here to worship you.
主，你是万王之王，万主之主。
Lord, you are the King of the Kings and Lord of the Lords.
主，是你的恩典，你的怜悯，你把我们这些本该灭亡的人，能够从过犯、从罪恶中拯救出来。
Because of your mercy and your grace, that we sinners, as we have been destined to destruction, but you saved us.
能够靠着你的话语，靠着你的圣灵，引导我们每日的生活。
And according to your words and your spirit, you guide us our daily life.
主，就求主你引导我们今天从头到尾的敬拜。
Lord, we ask you to lead our worship today.
让我们透过你的话语能够明白你的旨意。
Through your words, let us understand your will.
我们祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. 圣经中有很多的地方提到禁食。
And in the Bibles, that many places mention the fasting.
但是摩西律法只要求在赎罪日禁食。
But Moses' law that only requires the fasting on the day of the atonement.
那么我们一起看一下利未记第十六章二十九到三十节。
Let us take a look at the Leviticus. And chapter 16.
那么利未记第十六章二十九到三十节，他说：每逢七月初十日，你们要刻苦己心，无论是本地人，是寄居在你们中间的外人，什么工都不可做，这要做你们永远的定例。因为在这日要为你们赎罪，使你们洁净，你们要在耶和华面前得以洁净，脱尽一切的罪前。
Leviticus chapter 16 verse 29 to 30. This is to be a lasting ordinance for you. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you must deny yourselves and not to do any work, whether native born or alien living among you, because on this day atonement will be made for you to cleanse you. Then before the Lord, you will be clean from all your sins.
那么这里什么工作都不可做，当然是包括预备饭食的工作。
And here the word it says that you do not do any work, including the work that prepare for the food.
那我们刚才在读以赛亚书五十八章的时候，我们也看到这里的刻苦己心跟禁食是一个意思。
And the verses we read from the chapter.From Isaiah chapter 58, that says we fasting and to think about ourselves, that is a similar meaning.
那么以色列人呢，也把这个日子呢称为禁食日。
And also the Israelites call this day the day of fasting.
那么耶利米书三十六章第六节告诉我们。所以你要去趁禁食的日子，在耶和华殿中将耶和华的话，就是你从我口中写在书卷上的话，念给百姓和一切从犹大城里出来的人听。
And in Jeremiah chapter
36 verse 6.
In Jeremiah chapter 36 verse 6, here says.So you go to the house of the Lord on the day of fasting and read to the people from the scroll the words of the Lord that you wrote as I dictated. Read them to all the people of Judah who come in from their towns.
那么人们其实也会在经历忧伤痛苦时进食。
And sometimes people also fasting because they are during their depression and their suffering.
那么我们知道大卫听说扫罗跟约拿单被非利士人伤害的时候，他就痛苦而禁食。
When King David, when he heard that his son get killed by his generals, that he was very sad and he went on fasting.
那么禁食呢，也有助于我们专心祷告。
And fasting also can help us to focus on prayer.
那么寻求神的带领和帮助。
And seeking for God's guidance and help.
那么但以理呢，就为以色列人的罪禁食祷告，寻求神的赦免。
And Daniel, the prophet Daniel, also fasting for the Israelites and seeking God's guidance.
那么主耶稣呢，也教导他的门徒，在特别的情况下也要禁食祷告。
And Jesus also taught his disciples to fast during some times that to seek God's leading.
那么马太福音十七章二十一节告诉我们说，至于这一类的鬼，若不祷告禁食，他就不出来。
And in the book of Matthew, that chapter 17, verse 21 says, and to this kind of the evil spirit, if you do not fasting, they can through the prayer that they can you cannot cast them out.
我们也知道摩西在西乃山接受神的律法时，他禁食四十昼夜。
We also know that Moses, when he went to the Mount Sinai to accept God's law, the Ten Commandments, he also went on fasting.
那么主耶稣在受魔鬼试探前也是禁食四十天。
Jesus, before he take the temptation from the testing from the Satan, that he also went on fasting.
那么以利亚呢，为躲避耶西别的追杀，也是禁食四十昼夜。
And the prophet Isaiah, Elijah, he also went on fasting, trying to escape the queen's persecution.
那么我们还可以从圣经中找到许多这样有关禁食的事例。
And we can also find more the examples of fasting in the Bible.
那么这些禁食的事例有一个共同的特点。
And these examples, they have a common characteristic.
他们的目的都是为了专心来寻求神的带领和帮助。
And the purpose for fasting is they want to set themselves apart and focus on God's guidance and help.
也有的是为了盼望他们心中所盼望事情的到来。
And also to have a hope to for the things that will happen in the future.
那我们中间也可能有一些弟兄姊妹也有过禁食的经历。
And among us, there might be brothers and sisters have fasting experience.
那么当我们禁食的时候，我们是否考虑过他的目的
？And when we go on fasting, have you ever think about the purpose?
我们是否思考过禁食的意义到底是什么？
Have you ever think about the meaning of the fasting?
那么通过今天的信息呢，我们会知道。
And through today's sermon that we can learn the meaning of the fasting.
那么其实禁食的核心，它就是寻求基督的帮助和盼望他的再来。
The main point, the essence of fasting is to seek help from Christ and look forward to his coming again.
我们通过三点来考察。
We will illustrate this in three points.
那么第一点就是第十八节，那禁食有它的原因。
And the first point is that there's a reason for fasting.
那么第二十九到二十节，我们会看到禁食有它的时节。
And from verse 19 to 20, we know that there's a time for fasting.
那么最后二十一、二十二节，我们会讲到主耶稣对禁食有他自己的解释。
And the last point that we know that Jesus has his own explanations for fasting.
那我们先看第一点，禁食有它的原因。
And first, let's take a look at the reason of fasting.
我们一起读，我们现在读一下第十八节，第二章第十八节。
Let us read verse 18.
当下，约翰的门徒和法利赛人禁食，他们来问耶稣说：“约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒禁食，你的门徒倒不禁食，这是为什么呢？”
Now John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came and asked Jesus, "How is it that John's disciples and the disciples of the Pharisees are fasting, but yours are not?"
那么这里面有个当下，这里在这里告诉我们一个正在发生的事情。
And the words now tells us that this is a thing that is happening.
那么根据上下文的意思，我们知道上一次的信息，我们知道税吏立位，那么为了表达他蒙召后成为耶稣的门徒而有的感激和喜乐之情。
And from the context that we know that Levi, because he was thankful for Jesus, so he has this feast at his house to give thanks.
那么他特意呢邀请了耶稣和他的门徒。
He invited Jesus and his disciples.
那么也邀请了那些愿意跟随耶稣的其他的税吏和他的朋友。
And he also invited those that want to follow Jesus and his disciples.
那么就这里就告诉我们，当耶稣和他的门徒正在这里和税吏、罪人吃喝的时候。
And here we know that while they're having this feast.
那么约翰的门徒跟法利赛人可能他们正在进食。
And the disciples of John the Baptist and the disciples of Pharisees, they probably are having a fast, fasting.
所以这里就形成两个非常强烈的对比，一群人呢在那儿吃喝，一群人在那儿进食。
So here is the very vivid comparison that one group they're fasting and another group is eating and drinking, have a fast, a feast.
所以我们首先要知道他们的进食都，那我们首先要知道他们进食都不是律法要求的，在赎罪的进食。
So we need to understand that the fasting that they're having that is not required by the law that you fast on the day of the atonement.
因为耶稣是守了全律法的。
Because Jesus already kept all the laws.
如果那天是禁食，那么耶稣跟他的门徒一定会禁食。
If that day is a day of the fasting that Jesus and his disciples, they will go on fasting too.
那么现在我们就看一下为什么约翰的门徒禁食。
Now let's take a look why the disciples of John the Baptist have this fast.
那么在经文中我们看到这里只说了约翰的门徒禁食，没有提到约翰。
Here we know that from the scripture that only the disciples of John the Baptist is fasting, not John himself.
所以也就是说，此时此刻约翰不在门徒的身边。
So now that means that John the Baptist is not with his disciples.
那我们知道，这是因为约翰此时呢已在监狱之中。
We know that at this time that John is already in the prison.
这我们从马太福音四章二十二节，我们可以明显的看到，这块告诉我们说，耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去。
From the Matthew chapter 4, verse 12, when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee.
也就是说，当耶稣来到加利利传道的时候，使徒约翰已经。放到监狱里面。
From here we know that when Jesus came to Galilee to spread the gospel, that John the Baptist is already in prison.
所以而在这边呢，约翰的门徒禁食，那么有两种可能的原因。
So there might be two reasons for the disciples of John to have fasting.
第一，这是他们的夫子教导他们的习俗。
And the first is this is the custom that John the Baptist taught them.
因为表示他们对弥赛亚再来的迫切的一个盼望。
And this is the hope that their expectation for Messiah to come again.
但这并非是律法的要求。
But this is not required by the law.
因为他们此时还不能完全的明白耶稣就是他们要盼望的弥赛亚。
Because at that time that they do not fully understand that Jesus is that Messiah already came.
那么第二也很可能是他们为了他们福祉而禁食。
And second, the reason is that they probably fasting for John the Baptist.
因为他们思念他，担心他，那么他们心里呢，盼望他们的夫子能够早日出来。
Because they are missing John the Baptist and they worried about him and hope he can come out of prison soon.
也可以说是为了因为忧伤痛苦而进食。
We can say they are fasting because they are worried and they are suffering for John.
那么对法利赛人而言
，But for the Pharisees,
因为他们完全不接受耶稣是基督。
Because they totally rejected that Jesus is the Christ.
所以他们的禁食虽然有可能也有盼望弥赛亚来的成分。
Even though their fasting probably have some expectation for the Messiah to come.
但实际上他们只是一种形式。
but that's only the, from the obvious point.
那么是为了外表显得比别人更加敬虔。
Only from the outward, they want to show people that they are godly.
所以他们祷告时都会把他们怎样进食在别人面前讲出来。
And when they pray, they even tell how they fast.
那么像路加福音十八章十一到十二节告诉我们，法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说：“神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义皆因，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜进食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。”
It's just like the example in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 11. Here it says, the Pharisee stood up and prayed to himself, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men, the robbers, evildoers, and adulterers, or even like the tax collectors. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get.
那么这里我们也看到约翰的门徒跟法利赛人啊，其实站在一起来质问耶稣。
And from the verse that we read in the book of Mark, it says that John, the disciples of John the Baptist and the disciples of the Pharisees, they all together to question Jesus.
问他为什么他的门徒不进食。
Why his Jesus' disciples not fasting?
我们知道此时约翰在监狱。
We know John is in prison right now.
他的门徒没有人来带领。
And his disciples have no leader.
所以他们此时和法利赛人一起来质问耶稣。
And they came together with the disciples of Pharisees to question Jesus.
虽然如此的，并不表示他们就有亲密的关系。
Even though it looks like that, but doesn't mean they have a close relationship together.
因为我们知道约翰曾经责备法利赛人，他们是毒蛇的种类。
We know that John the Baptist rebuked the Pharisees. They are the rivals of the snakes.
而约翰的门徒呢，他们来跟法利赛人一起来折磨耶稣，只是因为他们都有禁食的这种习俗。
They came together because they all have this fasting tradition.
这是他们唯一的共同点。
That is their only common ground.
即使他们质问耶稣本身其实也是错误的。
Actually, when they question Jesus, this matter itself is wrong.
即使所以因为呢，耶稣和他的门徒并不是不进食。
Jesus and his disciples is not they don't fast.
并不是不进食，而是此时此刻他们没有进食。
It's only at that time they're not fasting.
所以耶稣和他的门徒是在遵循神的话。
And Jesus and his disciples is actually obeying God's word.
根据律法的要求来进食。
And fasting according to the law required.
他们不是随从人的习俗。
Not according to the custom traditions of man.
而法利赛人和约翰的门徒是在律法之外又添加了他们自发的习俗。
And the Pharisees, and the disciples, the Pharisees and John the Baptist, they add extra traditions on top of the law.
他们认为遵循这些习俗会使他们更加的圣洁或者是敬虔。
They think if they obey all these traditions, that will make them more holier.
也可能会更讨神的喜悦。
Or please God more.
其实他们也听过耶稣的教训，要人认罪悔改，过敬虔圣洁的生活。
They have heard Jesus teaching that you need to confess your sin and repent, and also live a godly life.
但他们却不明白耶稣的教训是教训的敬虔和圣洁，不是只是外表，而更强调内心。
They do not understand that Jesus' teaching to become holy and godly is not just outwardly, but from inside.
所以当他们看到耶稣和他的门徒与税吏和罪人一起吃喝时，
So when they saw Jesus and his disciples to have dinner with the Levites and the tax collectors,
而他们此时正在进食。
And they were on fasting.
那么他们自然会感觉到惊奇。
And they were surprised.
认为耶稣和他的门徒不是在追求圣洁。
And they were thinking that Jesus and his disciples they were not seeking to become godly.
那是在故意污秽他们自己。
And they were defile themselves.
所以呢，这里告诉所以第一这个十八节呢，告诉我们呢，即使它是有不同原因，是有不同的原因的。
And verse 18 tells us there's reasons for fasting.
那么下面我们看看耶稣是怎么样来回应他们这种质问。
And next, let's take a look how Jesus responds to their question.
那么这里是十九二十节，我们就说即使它是有时间的。
And this is from the verse 19 to 20, then tells us that there's a time for fasting.
我们先看十九节。
First, let's take a look 19.
耶稣对他们说：“新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能进食呢？新郎还同在，他们不能进食。”
Jesus answered, "How can the guests of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? They cannot.So long as they have him with them."
那么耶稣是在用一个类比告诉他们。
And Jesus here is using this expression to teach them.
每件事的发生都不是突然的，都有它的时间。
Nothing happens by chance. There's a reason and time.
那么对他和他的门徒来说，现在不是进食的时间。
For his disciples and him, this is not a time for fasting.
那么在当时呢，以色列人的婚宴呢，一般情况下要持续一个星期。
At that time, during the for the Israelites' wedding feast, that usually lasts one week.
那么在这个期间呢，新郎和新娘呢，就与他们的亲戚朋友每天都在一起吃喝。
And the bride and bridegroom and their relatives and friends, they have a feast together for this whole week.
那么即使以前有在这个时间进食的，那么进食也会暂时停止。
Even though people have fasting on these days, they probably will stop and join the wedding feast.
那么因为他们认为与新郎新娘在一起就是庆祝欢乐的时间。
Because they think that they have feast with the bride and bridegroom is a celebration for the joyful thing.
那不是进食的时间。
It's not a time for fasting.
那么耶稣在这里用婚宴做类比。
And here Jesus used the wedding to do the comparison.
那么他就是其实他就是婚宴中的新郎。
And Jesus himself is this bridegroom of the wedding.
那么他现在在这里，也就是新郎在场，那么和他在一起的人就不能进食。
And when the bridegroom is here, that people do not go fasting.
那么他在这里之所以婚宴做类比，是因为他知道熟悉旧约的以色列人能够明白这个道理。
The reason Jesus used wedding to do the comparison because he knows that the Israelites will understand what he's talking about.
因为在旧约圣经中，新郎或者是丈夫常常用来描述神与以色列人的关系。
And in the Jewish tradition, the husband or the bridegroom, relationship with the bride is used to describe Jesus and relationship with his people.
那么在耶利米书31:32节说
，In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31.
31:32节这样说：是不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约。我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。
Verse 32, it will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to let them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord.
那么在新约中呢，新郎或者丈夫呢，也被用来描述基督与教会的关系。
And in the New Testament, the relationship between the bride and the bridegroom also used to describe the relationship between Jesus and his disciples.
那么在哥林多后书11:2节这样讲，说我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
In the 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 2 says, I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him.
那么现在以色列人呢，他们以色列人从旧约的时期，那么就是盼望神国和弥赛亚的到来。
The Israelites, they are expecting Jesus and the Messiah to come, even in the Old Testament.
那么他们一切的礼仪和风俗都是指向基督，指向弥赛亚。
All their conventions and traditions are all pointing to the Jesus.
那么现在随着弥赛亚的到来，那么神的国也一同到来。
And now, aside with the coming of the Messiah, that the kingdom of God also came.
那么现在其实弥赛亚就住在他们的中间。
Now Messiah is actually live among them.
那么也就是新郎就在他们中间。
The bridegroom is among them.
所有指向基督的礼仪和风俗都该当停止。
And all those traditions and customs pointed to Jesus should be stopped.
那么祭司就是其中之一，理当停止。
And this fasting is one of them should be stopped.
那么对于约翰的门徒来说
，But for the disciples of John the Baptist,
他们还不能完全肯定耶稣就是他们要盼望的弥赛亚。
They're not totally certain that Jesus is the Messiah they're expecting.
因为我们还记得。使徒约翰呢曾经派他的门徒去问耶稣说你到底是不是那位盼望的基督
Because we remember that John the Baptist sent his disciples to ask Jesus are you the one that we are expecting?
说明他们心目中还不是肯定
So in their heart they are not fully certain
那么对于法利赛人而言他们不承认耶稣基督就是他们盼望的弥赛亚
But for the Pharisees theyTotally rejected that Jesus is the Messiah.
所以呢，约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食都是可以理解的。
So the fasting for the disciples of John the Baptist and the Pharisees is reasonable.
因为他们还在等候新郎的到来以及婚宴的发生。
Because they are still waiting for the bridegroom to come and the wedding feast.
到那时，他们才会停止进食。
Until that day, they will stop.
而对于耶稣的门徒而言，他们信耶稣就是弥赛亚。
For the disciples of Jesus, they believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
那么他们所盼望的已经实现了。
And what they have hoped already fulfilled.
那么现在新郎已经和他们在一起。
And the bridegroom is already with them.
他们理当应该欢呼庆祝，停止进食。
And they should be together celebrate instead of fasting.
那我们看第二十节。
Let us.Continue look at verse 20.
但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食。
But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and on that day they will fast.
那么这里耶稣是在告诉他们。
So Jesus here is telling them.
弥赛亚虽然已经来到世上。
The promised Messiah is although he's here on earth.
他还要被杀害，然后复活。
But he will be killed and risen.
也就是说，有一段时间，就是他在被杀之后，还要复活之前。
And there will be a time after he was killed before he was resurrected.
那么他会离开他们，不与他们同在。
And he will be away from them and not with them.
那么就像新郎离开亲友后，他们可以离开亲友之后，那么他们的亲友才可以重新开始以前因为参加婚宴而宗教的进食。
Just like the bridegroom after he left the wedding, that they can the friend they can continue their fasting they had before.
那么同样。从耶稣被杀到他复活的这段时间，他的门徒也还会进食。
And similar that for the disciples of Jesus, after Jesus was killed, before he was resurrected, the disciples they can go on fasting.
那么这是合情合理的。
This is reasonable.
那么当耶稣复活之后，他又来到门徒中间，他们又和他一同欢喜。
And once Jesus is resurrected, he came to his disciples, and they are celebrate and rejoice together.
即使直到耶稣升天离开他的门徒，他们还是在大大的欢喜。
Until the day that Jesus was taken to heaven and taken away from them.
那么我们可以从路加福音24:51-52看到。
And we can look at that from the book of Luke, chapter 18.
路加福音二十四章五十一到五十二节。
Chapter 24。
正祝福的时候，他就离开他们，被带到天上去了。他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回到耶路撒冷去，藏在殿里祷告神。
The book of Luke, chapter 24, verse 50. When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heavens.
那么其实耶稣在这里用这个红叶做类比，是要告诉人们，进食是有时间的。
Here Jesus used this wedding to gave us the reasoning that there's a time for fasting.
那不是人为的，也不是随便的。
It is not man-made and it's not just just by chance.
那么它的本质是来寻求神的帮助，还盼望主的再来。
And the essence for fasting is to seek God's help and look forward to His coming again.
那么去说完这个类比之后呢，耶稣又用了两个比喻。
And after this parable that Jesus used another two.
那么他用这两个后面这两个比喻的目的是来解释为什么约翰的门徒和法利赛人不能接受他和他的门徒不但不进食，还与税吏和罪人一起坐席。
And he's teaching us that why the disciples of the Pharisee and John the Baptist they do not understand that they are not fasting and they are trying to explain.
那我们下面就看第三点，就二十一到二十二节。那耶稣是怎么样来解释的
？And let's take a look how Jesus interpreted his disciples not fasting.
二十一章二十一节二十二节。没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，恐怕所补上的新布带坏了旧衣服，破的就更大了。也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里的，恐怕酒把皮袋裂开，酒和皮袋就都坏了。唯一把新酒装在新皮袋里。
No one sews a patch of unshrunk cloth on an old garment. If he does, the new piece will pull away from the old, making the tear worse.And no one pours new wine into old wine skin. If he does, the wine will burst the skins, and both the wine and the wine skins will be ruined.
那么其实从表面上看，这两节经文跟前面这些经文呢，看上去没有什么直接的联系。
And from the obvious, these two verses seems has no connection with the above verses.
其实我们仔细推敲呢，就我们就会明白，耶稣基督他的智慧所在，恰到好处。
But if we carefully analyze this, then we understand that Jesus is very wise for this to describe this.
我们知道参加婚礼的人，他一定会穿整洁、干净、特殊的衣服。
We know that the people to attend the wedding, they will put on their new and clean clothes.
而婚宴上呢，为了增加喜悦的气氛，那么也会有酒来作为招待客人的东西。
And people usually add use wines to add more joy to the wedding.
那么这里面的第一个比喻，那么就告诉我们这样一个事实。
And the first figurative speaking tells us this fact.
那么说，他说当一块新布经水以洗以后呢，它一定会收缩，这是我们的常识。
We know that a new cloth after washed in water it will shrink.
那么说一件新衣服水洗以后它肯定会变小。
And a new clothes after washed it will shrink.
然而呢，当一件新衣服呢经过几次水洗以后，它就不会再收缩了。
But after several wash, that the clothes will not shrink no more.
那么所以呢，把一块新布如果补在一个旧衣服上。
So if we put a new patch of cloth on the old clothes,
那么这件衣服呢，经过水洗以后，它就会看上去就会不成样子。
But after the wash, the clothes will look very uneven.
因为它旧的地方呢，保持原状不收缩，只是那块新布收缩。
because the old part that remains the same, the new patch of the cloth will shrink.
那么就看上去呢，就会皱巴巴，或者是继那么如果人继续穿它呢，那么就坏的地方可能就会被撕裂的更大。
And it will look very wrinkled, and if people put on the clothes, that the old part probably will tear down more.
那么耶稣是在告诉我们。
Jesus is teaching us.
他就是他们所盼望的弥赛亚。
He is the expected Messiah.
因着他的到来，前面的时代已经终结了。
Because of his coming, the old era is end.
那么一个新的时代呢，已经开始了。
And a new era is coming.
那么过去等待弥赛亚的思想和习俗也都要停止。
And the traditions and the waiting for the Messiah in the Old Testament should be stopped.
必须由新的思想来代替。
And there should be a new thinking.
那么就像一块新布与旧衣服不相容一样。
It's just like a new patch of cloth. It's not cannot work well with the old clothes.
那么弥赛亚的到来是开创了一个新的时代。
And the coming of the Messiah started a new era.
那么所以弥赛亚耶稣基督的教训呢，它与过去时代的旧思想和旧习俗它是不相容的。
And the teachings and the customs from Jesus is different from the Old Testament.
那么因着他的到来呢，人们应当是欢喜快乐。
Because of his coming, that people should rejoice.
那么约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食的思想和习俗呢，和耶稣的教训是完全不相容的。
And the disciples of John the Baptist and the Pharisees, their teaching and customs are not coordinated with Jesus' new coming.
那么这里呢，耶稣的教训就像那块新布一样。
And Jesus' teaching is just like that new patch of cloth.
啊，人的思想和习俗就像比喻成那块旧衣服。
And the people's the old thinking and the custom is just like that old clothes.
所以因着耶稣的到来，人们只有改变他们的旧思想和习俗，才能明白耶稣的教训。
Because of Jesus' coming, that only people will change their mind to according to Jesus' teaching, then they will understand.
那么这里第二个比喻跟第一个是类似的。
And the second figurative speaking is similar to the first one.
那么这里他首先告诉我们这样一个事实。
And it tells us such a truth.
那么其实耶稣时代的人们呢，他们是用山羊皮做的袋子来装酒。
And during Jesus' time, that people use the animal or the sheep goat skin to hold the wine.
那么人们会把山羊杀了以后。
After they kill the goat.
那么当新杀了以后呢，他会把皮子呢整整的就剥下来。
And they will peel off the whole skin.
那么他们会把头部和开口留下，头部的开口留下。
And they will leave that the part that around the neck.
然后把其他各个开口封闭。
And they will close all other openings.
那这样就做成一个装酒的皮带。
Then after that, it will be made like a wine skin for the wine.
那么当新酒被抓到新皮带里面的时候，
when the new wine put into the new wine skin.
那么因为酒呢，它会发酵，产生很多的气体。
We know that wine will ferment. And also release a lot of the gas.
那么它就会使皮带呢膨胀伸展。
And it will make the wine skin enlarge the wine skin and make it bigger.
而新的皮带呢，它是新皮子，它的收缩性也非常好。
And the new wine skin because they are new, so they are easily to enlarge or shrink.
那么所以也就是说，新皮带呢就会适应这个新酒的膨胀发酵，它不会破裂。
So the new wine skin will get used to the new wine and to enlarge or shrink, then it will not broken.
但是呢，如果把新酒抓到一个旧皮带里面。
But if we put the new wine into the old wine skin,
那么新酒发酵膨胀。
When the new wine ferment and gets vibrated.
啊，这个皮带的伸缩性已经没有了。
And there's no extra enlarge of the old wineskin.
那么皮带就是很容易被破裂。
And the wineskin will be broken.
那么所以人们总是把新酒装到新皮带里。
So people always put new wine into new wineskin.
那么他们不会把新酒装到旧皮带里。
They will not put the new wine into the old wineskin.
那么如果把新酒装到旧皮带里，那么酒跟皮带就会一样的会废弃掉。
If they put the new wine into the old wineskin, and the wine and the wineskin will all be destroyed.
那么这个比喻其实告诉我们。
And this figurative speaking tells us.
那么耶稣基督，神的儿子。
And Jesus is the Son of God.
他们素来所盼望的弥赛亚已经来到。
And the long expecting Messiah is already come.
他们过去的陈规陋习，那是过去的陈规和习俗呢，也不再有任何意义。
And all their old custom and the habit they have no meaning anymore.
反而与现实是相悖的。
And it's on the contrary that they're opposite to the new time that Jesus came.
也就是说，他们需要改变他们旧的思想，才能接受耶稣的新的教训。
That means the people.They need to change their mind to accept Jesus' new teaching.
那我们今天呢，考察了主耶稣基督关于禁食的教导。
Today we have studied the teachings of Jesus Christ on how to fast.
那么知道不同的人呢，他禁食有不同的原因。
And we know that there's different reasons for different people for fasting.
也知道不能把禁食当作一个习俗。
And we also know that we cannot take the fasting as a custom.
当作敬虔的表现。
As an indicator how godly we are.
也知道禁食不是随意的，也不是，它是有时间的。
We know that fasting is not just by chance. That there's a time designated for that.
其实主耶稣的教训对我们也是有很大的意义。
And Jesus' teaching also has meanings for us.
第一，主耶稣基督说，新郎与陪伴之人在一起时，陪伴之人是不该进食的。
Jesus said when the bridegroom is with their friend that the friends should not be on fasting.
但是主耶稣说，他离开的时候，那么陪伴之人是可以进食的。
But Jesus said when he left, then the his disciples should fast.
那么现在主耶稣是与父神同在，他会离开我们一段时间。
Now Jesus is with the Heavenly Father, and he is away from us on earth.
他虽然暂时离开我们，但是他也应许我们，他必然会回来。
Even though he is temporarily left us, but he promised that he will come again.
只有我们与他在一起。
And he will take us to him, to be with him.
那么在约翰福音十四章一到三节告诉我们。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。我若去为你们预备了地方，我必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 1 to 3, Jesus says, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
所以呢，我们可以为盼望主的再来而进食。
Therefore, we can fast, look forward to His coming again.
我们也可以为寻求主的各样的帮助而进食。
We can also fast in seeking God's help.
当然，也包括我们愿意为我们一些罪的悔改来求主来帮助我们而进食。
And also to seek God's help, to us that to confess our sin and repent.
第二。
Second.
那么就像新布不能补到旧衣服上。
Just like the new cloth cannot be put on the old clothes.
那么新酒不能装到旧皮带里一样。
And the new wine cannot be put into the old wineskin.
我们信耶稣绝不是在我们往常的生活中添加一样新的东西。
Believing Jesus is not just adding something into our life.
那么我们过去的现在还都去行。
If we still continue to do the old things we're still doing.
我们过去想的我们现在还都去想。
Continue to think the things that we used to think.
那么这样我们就会像一块旧衣服补了一块新补丁。
Then we will be like the clothes that put on a new patch of cloth.
那么一定会终结在被完全的撕裂。
And the end for that is the clothes will be torn.
那么也会像旧皮带装了新酒一样。
And just like the old wine skin holds the new wine.
一定被毁坏。
And the wine skin will be.
那么属灵的生命就不可能成长。
And the spiritual life cannot grow.
我们信耶稣乃是一个旧人靠着神的恩典完全的改变。
We believe in Jesus is the sinner that believe him, trust him, and totally changed from the old person.
我们的心思意念和我们的日常生活不再是以自我为中心。
All our thinking and our daily life is not continually self-centered.
而是以耶稣基督为中心。
But Christ-centered.
只有这样，我们才能真正的让耶稣不但成为我们的救主，也成为我们生命的主。
Only by this, we can have Jesus not only our Savior, also the Lord of our life.
那我们的生命才能真正的来成长。
And our Christian life can grow.
那么弟兄姊妹们，请我们自己问我们自己。
Brothers, sisters, let us ask ourselves a question.
我仍是那件旧衣服，我还是我以前是那个新皮带。
Are we still the old clothes, or we are that new wineskin?
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们来到你的面前，来寻求你，来仰望你。
Oh, heavenly, dear heavenly Father, we come before you to seek you and to look up to you.
因为我们知道你是唯一能拯救我们的。
Because we know that you are our only Savior.
也只有你能来改变我们。
Only you can change us.
主，就求主你的圣灵，你的话语真的是来对我们讲话。
Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit and your words speak to us.
让我们真正的成为那个新皮带。
So that we can be the new wineskin.
不要成为还是那些旧衣服。
And not still that old piece of clothes.
主，让我们真的是彰显主你的荣耀。
Lord, help us to live a life that glorify you.
帮助我们真正成为主你的恩，靠着你的恩典，能够成为主你的门徒。
Through your grace, that we can become your disciple.
在我们每日的生活中，不管我们的心言行还是心思意念，都能讨主你的喜悦。
In our daily life.Our thinking, our doing, all pleasing you.
主，我们就求你祝福我们在座的每一个你祝你的儿女。
Lord, we ask you to bless every your children.
让我们真的就像葡萄枝子连到葡萄树上一样，常常跟你在一起。
Help us to be like that wine branch that grows onto the wine.
寻求你的帮助，盼望主你的再来。
So we seek your help constantly and looking forward your coming again.
我们在祷告呼求，奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。